This is a hey everybody, welcome to TLE, Timeline Earth, the podcast called Timeline Earth. Carr and Aaron, how are y'all doing?
What kind of Jupiter puts a fifth Friday in a month?
Don't ask me, I don't know.
It's a pretty nice crack house here.
It's a nice crack house. I like it. I have no complaints. We're in New Jersey, right?
Brooklyn? It's all the same shit.
My GPS said the Bronx. I don't know about you.
We're in Bronx. Yeah, we're in the Bronx.
Wait, no. Yeah, we are.
Listen, once you start getting a certain neighborhoods, they all look the same. I don't know.
Right. Thank you, Aaron. As a native, as me, Bird Archist, a native New Yorker, we are in the Bronx. So, yes, it's very nice. And we have the authentic crack to show you.
Yeah, I like the guy working the bodega down the street. He says he was part of 9/11, so that's pretty cool.
I'm a big fan of bodegas.
Yeah, that guy, I think his name is like Ayman Alzawa Wawa or something. I don't know, but pretty cool guy.
His name is Charlie Hebdo.
Sounds Irish.
Well, it does sound Irish.
It does.
Right. We never really have talked about the IQ, have we?
The IQ?
The Irish question.
No, we haven't.
It's a bit above my pay grade.
Here on the Timeline Earth podcast, we have not talked about the IQ.
Yeah, you're supposed to talk about all sorts of conspiracies, but not the IQ. You afraid to piss off somebody?
I don't know. I kind of feel an affinity towards the Irish. I don't know. I kind of like them. You know, as an Italian, I feel like that Italians, Jews, and Irish people kind of are in the thing
together.
They're
all the same.
You know? Yeah, well, a bit. You know, they're definitely not white.
No.
But, like, they're, you know, they've got a...
That's a good... That's only good thing about them.
A bit.
That is
like, they're into financing, and that's like, a common thread.
That's conspicuous, actually. Makes you think, maybe the Marxist rhetoric should be up against the Irish.
No, they make potatoes.
Not enough.
They do make potatoes, other than that one time.
Well, we don't talk about that time.
Right.
No, there's only been one famine, genocide, killing, you know.
I mean, look, what's one, you know, out of, you know, however many there have been, you know? You got to give them at least one.
One out of one?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Those are good odds.
You know, this Aaron definitely. Face Mac is really starting to get uncomfortable. I think I'm going to take it off.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
it's,
definitely.
It smells like fecal matter in there.
Ugh.
It does, dude. I hope you don't get pink eye.
He's had it before. It's fine.
I'm worried about more things than just pink eye from Aaron's skin.
Wait, you said Jay has an immunity against pink eye?
I mean, okay.
We're not going to talk about what has been done to the certain podcast hosts from here on out. We are the Timeline Earth podcast.
Yeah.
And what's going on, guys?
Yeah, it's always been Ace, Jay, and Cotton. Like, always.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Paws, of course.
Oh, yeah. Paws is great.
People will have a bit of an idea already, but Jay, go ahead and explicate the whole Union Jewish Mafia and your connection to it. Go ahead and explain that whole situation.
Know,
yeah,
we've all seen The Irishman, right? And like other Irish mob movies, right?
Right.
And how like they portray that the unions like all got taken over by the Irish mob. Yeah, so that's actually a historical inaccuracy, and what really happened was that the Jewish mob, after they got pushed out of Las Vegas by those dirty Italians, they went and they took over the unions, because there's already so much common ground. I mean, both groups are full of Jews. So it's basically like, you know, just teach them like, oh, hey, stop giving a fuck about the poor, start stealing. So, you know, here and there, the Jewish mob took over the union took over Timeline, or the Fagcast, burnt down the studio. Yeah, sure, you know, it was an attempted murder, but...
It was a failure.
Attempted. Damn,
say,
yeah,
say what
damn
it is,
work.
It was a failure.
Okay, right. it was a failure. Listen, there were some miscalculations. How was I supposed to know that those shitheads were never in the same place at the same time?
Well, but, like, you're Jewish, so a miscalculation?
Listen.
That's a bit much. That's a bit of a stretch, you know?
I am like an Asian that doesn't like eating dogs. I'm a Jew who's bad at math.
Hmm. Interesting.
I have not considered that point before.
Yeah.
So, like,
it happens.
You're mixed,
it's rare, but it happens.
I guess.
Yeah, my
so this
my
is just a really long explanation. This is just a really long explanation as to why you failed the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we got him this time. I found out where the crack house was, so.
Well.
I guess.
We'll see.
So that's.
Well, we still do
minus...
need to find the vehicle and the elf.
That's right.
Right. So you're almost towards subtracting one strike. You were already at 3 strikes, but you're almost at 2 strikes, and that's the moment that we would hire you back. So you're still fired. Hashtag fire J. But you're going to have to work towards gaining me and
Ace's
graces.
Hold the fuck on.
Again.
I bought you the airplane tickets from our compound over in Oklahoma to get here. I brought you the shovel that you used to murder Aaron and Bird. I brought the bag. I found where their apartment was. I should be down to 2 strikes.
What do you
think, I paid out of pocket. How rare is that?
Nah, I don't believe him. Nothing he said was quite accurate. It was somewhat accurate, but there were discrepancies. It's
half
just,
truths.
Yeah, that's
half right. Where are the half truths? Where are the half truths?
They're in between.
Run it down
the middle.
For me.
They're in the middle.
The half truth was that you said you bought our airplane tickets. You gave us miles, so like we still had to pay for 2/3 of the Southwest airline plane ticket.
Well, I'm sorry that your fucking diva ass didn't want to fly Spirit.
Right.
That was going to be like $5, dude. But no, you had to go Southwest. Oh, you like the massages that... I don't fucking know what you get on there, man.
Massages,
I flew Spirit.
Dude?
I don't fly Southwest. I don't know what the hell goes on in there.
What are you talking about, dude? Then why aren't you coming to Chillerberg, dog?
Well, yeah, about that. I'm on a no-fly list.
All right, because you're Jewish.
Mm-hmm. That and the mail bombs.
That's true.
Oh,
and the mail bombs, yeah. That's right.
I'm sure you can find a way to get out of that.
So, oh, no, let me talk to Nick Fuentes.
Right, so Jay is at, I'll be generous and say Jay is at 2.6 strikes.
That's just what I was thinking, 2.6. Good math.
Right, yeah.
Wow,
there you go.
Fucking Jews. Pulling out math.
No, I'm Irish.
Holy crap.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're an honorary Jew tonight, buddy.
2.6.
your foreskin just retracted and grew on me.
I'm growing my foreskin out.
White boy summer foreskin.
I mean, I'm tired of it, you know? I'm just...
Are you like a snake shedding its skin and regrowing? Like, what's going... How is this happening?
No, like, a lot of it is concentration.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And meditation.
So like a Zen Buddhist type thing.
Yes, I've become a Buddhist.
Gotcha.
And I think really hard, and then my pee-pee becomes hard as well.
So.
And I read on the internet that that's supposed to grow your foreskin. So,
okay.
I suppose we'll see.
Imagine if people got, like, mullet circumcisions.
What? Oh,
yeah, like...
Wait. What did you say?
Imagine if people got mullet circumcision, so like business in the front, party in the back. So they got like half a foreskin on the back end and nothing on the front end.
Oh, so like a under foreskin?
Sorta, yeah. Like a bottle opener, you know?
It's
right.
2.9.
It's 2.9. Yeah, I agree. you gotta calm down.
I think it's a good idea.
No. See, if you said 50-50 and it was split down the middle, so like the right half was cut off and then the left half was still on, that'd
so
what, be
like
cool.
A Skrillex?
Right, yeah.
A Skrillex or a circumcision.
yeah. That'd be cool. That'd be pretty cool. But what you said is dumb. Yeah, I don't like that.
What do you have against mullets?
No, I have nothing against mullets, but like there's not a clear... delineation between
well in reality since
a
penis is like
is foreskin well,
since a penis is cylindrical like the mullet is literally just a 50-50 but sideways.
No, false, incorrect.
Nope, it's actually correct.
No, it's not.
Jay is source wrong.
Do you need a diagram?
Hashtag Jay is wrong.
Do you need
send
a, diagram?
A diagram, dude? Send it right now.
Okay.
Oh.
Not the first time we've done this.
Oh, Craig. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Craig didn't have a good
anyway.
time.
No, he
I'm
didn't.
I'm going to do it in highlighter. Enjoying what we're doing. Is this pen working?
When your penis diagram book, you didn't highlight the foreskin mullet chapter?
No.
What okay, kind of Jew so. Are you, dude? What are you doing?
Drawing a penis for you.
Okay. Well, while he's doing that, Ace, please tell me your penis mullet circumcision opinions.
I'm against everything he said. And into the future.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
I think we should give Ace a $1,000 bonus.
Fuck. I disagree?
Yeah, I disagree too. What are you trying to pull here? He's trying to pull some.
So you don't want money? Okay.
No, I don't. I will not be persuaded by your magics.
All right, Cotton's going to get
no
that bonus.
No one gets
then.
The bonus.
Cotton gets the bonus.
No one gets the bonus. I won't accept it.
Well, as the financier of this show,
I will have fun staying poor, and you can die mad about it.
Right, yeah, same. Okay, so...
Yeah, Ace, I expect to turn on the money, but Cotton, really? Such a cultural Jew?
I don't trust you, dude. I don't... I'm not gonna...
How did you even get here? Why did we let him in here?
Because good I'm point. The one of... I already told you, I got you your airline tickets with the frequent flyer miles. I got you. I found their apartment. I got you the shovels. I got you the bag. What more do you fucking want from me?
You did not get us the bag. The bag was already there.
I found a bag.
You found a bag, but not the bag.
I don't know where the fuck they keep the bag. I don't even know where they are half the time. This was luck.
So we can't even credit you because it was just luck. So you're still wrong.
Yeah, I'm just lucky. No, I'm lucky. I still found it. You guys weren't going to find it. It was my luck, not your luck.
Right. So speaking of luck... and Jay's bad luck. How about this latest gender reveal stunt gone wrong?
That's a great transition.
Right. Yeah, I tried. I Thank tried you. My hardest. It's the 58th quote transgender. I'm sorry. Gender reveal stunt gone wrong. It wasn't Jay's gender reveal, so it wasn't transgender reveal, but.
No, that'll be at Childeberg.
Where the fuck is your cross-dresser? Oh, hold on. Let's set the
I'm not a cross-dresser.
You
dude.
Are the cross-dresser.
I am not a. Shut the fuck up.
I have zero on record saying. I have zero in Strati on record saying
zero
you're a cross-dresser.
Zero is a liar. Zero is a liar.
Zero is more truthful than you because he's not Irish.
Yeah, but he's European, broadly. So
are the
liar.
Irish.
Yeah, no, you're not but saying they're Irish.
So. Wait.
No, dude. No, if you want to get into the fucking Irish versus European distinction, then let's get fucking into it, motherfucker. I'll go into it, man.
Yeah, okay, the Irish are European. So if you're saying the Europeans are liars, the Irish are liars, so why should I trust
you? No, they're not.
Because you're a liar.
No, they're not.
You're a liar and you run the banks. Why should I trust you?
No, right. So, yeah, we do run the banks. But
you cross-dress.
Do you know? No, we don't cross-dress.
So what's with
no,
the skirts?
Dude,
there's nothing wrong with kilts.
No, dude, we fucking wear kilts and we fucking own them.
Yeah, there's nothing
we
wrong
own
with kilts.
Them. And what, like, Jews wear a fucking hat and they're like, oh, look at us, we're so special. I don't give a shit, dude. Shut the fuck up.
No, you just wear skirts. But I'm saying, it's not even an Irish thing. I'm just saying you personally are a cross-dresser.
I am not.
I have the photographic evidence of you in a dress.
Share it.
Okay, share I will share it. I will.
Share it.
I will share it.
Share it.
I will.
So please. On to the gender part of reveal party.
Right. So in New Hampshire, what how much y'all want to bet it happened at the Free State Project?
Ace's salary.
No. 80 pounds of tannerite. Holy shit. 80 pounds of tannerite, an over-the-counter, highly explosive substance used for firearms practice that in this case was involved in a gender reveal stunt at a quarry in Kingston, New Hampshire. Yeah, it was a boy.
That was always wonderful. That was what I was waiting for.
So what's the damage?
I'm trying to see.
I think I read on that article, like, houses in a 20-mile radius were shaking from it. It was insane.
Dude, oh my God.
Like, Just imagine the type of person you have to be to order 80 pounds of Tannerite and then set it off. What a king.
Yeah.
I want to. Yeah. Well, let's get together and do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Childerberg, it's just some.
if Jay was coming to Childerberg, he could bring bunch of Tannerite. And,
why do I have to bring the fucking Tannerite?
In Stardew Valley. In Stardew Valley.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do I have to bring that? Why can't Ace just
the
Fed?
You're the one not coming? I don't know. But you don't have to have connections to buy Tannerite.
No, I'm saying Ace has a connection to being a Fed. He could get a good deal.
I'm not selling you Tannerite.
No, you buy it so we can blow it up. You can probably get a good deal. Like, you probably have shit ton in the locker.
Are you trying to Fed trap me right now?
I Fed trap.
Listen. I've seen things.
What have you seen? Were you part of one of those militia busts where they were all cops and arrested each other?
Hey, those are my people.
Right. Ace, this article sucks.
Okay.
It doesn't say what the damage is.
Two-thirds of it are stuff not dealing with the story itself, so I don't...
I know, but yeah. But the point was that the gender reveal party from last year set off the California wildfires and destroyed, like, countless.
Right. All right,
guys, check the Discord. I have a photo of Cauden and a dress.
No one cares, Jay. That's like...
Yeah, that's photoshopped.
Well, it could be real, but that's from two minutes ago. No one cares. The listeners don't care.
It could be real. It's 2 minutes. I'm saying the proof is out there for any listener that's interested. I know the truth, okay?
You spent time photoshopping this and not
I didn't
like,
spend time photoshopping.
I
spent time looking through my camera roll to find it.
Right.
Because this is a quite obviously real photo of you in a dress.
Right. Of course.
Yeah, those aren't watermarks over the dress or anything.
Dude, oh my god.
It's going to be so great when we can say that Jay's been fired from two shows consecutively back to back. Think about how great of a feeling that's going to be.
Ace, you're also still fired, though. Like, you were never rehired. I listened to the last episode. You were never rehired, so we're both still fired.
Yeah, but Jay, you've been fired like 3 times over now, so...
Yeah, but how does Ace get a say in how many times I've been fired if he was fired in the second episode?
Well, because if you've been fired like 3 times and Ace has only been fired once, then he still has more power.
No, but I was only fired once, and then Ace just keeps asserting that I'm fired again, even though he's been fired.
No, you've been
too.
Fired multiple times. We just haven't told you.
Right.
But you were fired in the... first episode of the show. Like, I was fired in episode 0. You were fired in episode 1. So, at what point between those
two... What show are you talking about?
What show am I talking about?
That's a good TLE, point.
Of course.
Where are we right now?
Yeah, TLE.
Yeah, TLE.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, you and I have been fired for, like, I don't know, 10 years now?
Wow.
A while. At least 15. Definitely. Dude,
maybe even 2.
Maybe even 2. That's true. The amount of inches Jay's penis is.
Jesus Christ.
Still 40% bigger than yours.
That's right.
Wow, Jay, that's a great comeback. I bet you spent all day thinking of that.
You really added on to my joke.
Yeah.
As comedians would say, you really added a tag there, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right. So hey, asterisk seamless transition asterisk how about Hunter Biden will guest teach class on fake news at Tulane this fall?
Are you going to be taking that class? Or are you going to transfer it over to Tulane for that?
No, dude.
Why not?
Absolutely not. No, because I'm not in New Orleans and that's
good. To be honest though, Hunter Biden is probably like the best, like the best child of a president in all from like history. Yeah. To be quite honest, like he's probably
Hunter
like,
is a good guy, dude.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, he's just a good fellow.
Yes,
he's a very good fellow.
Yeah, he's the most relatable of I think every single president's child. You know what I mean? It's like
Who hasn't done crack?
It's like, would you rather be Hunter Biden or Chelsea Clinton? You know what I mean? Like, it's no.
Yeah, I think every libertarian can relate to when he fucked a 15-year-old.
Oh, well, allegedly, Jay. We don't want
to. I think Richie Castaldo really relates to him then.
I don't know. What is Barack Obama's daughter's name that like did Molly at Burning Man or whatever?
Oh, I don't remember.
Malik and Timba, Timon and Pumbaa. I don't know.
I'm sorry. No, I messed it up. It's his son.
Oh,
the one that was killed in Florida, Trayvon Martin.
Oh.
Shit, man, I thought George Floyd was his son.
Right. No, that's George Zimmerman.
So, like, George killed his brother?
Just like Cain and Abel.
Yeah, I was about to say. This is really biblical, dude. No wonder George Floyd is a saint.
Just you wait. Just you wait till Pope Francis has his say.
Pope Floyd.
They're going to retroactively make him the Pope. He wasn't even Catholic. Dude, what religion do you think George Floyd was?
Oh, God.
There's a lot Quaker? Of things I want to say right now that I'm not going to say.
Yeah, you're not going to say them, Jay. Well,
there's a correct answer. There's a correct answer.
Well, then Jay won't get it, and, so he might as well not speak.
Well, the problem is that y'all don't have enough black people around y'all, so y'all don't know the answer.
But in reality, like,
the answer
Baptist?
Is Baptist.
Oh, why?
That's obviously the correct answer, Baptist.
I was going to say banana first, but...
Banana Baptist? Banana Baptist Adventist?
Wow, that is something. That's something. That's the social justice movement in a nutshell. But yeah, what's the fuck? That's so, right. What the fuck is going on with Hunter Biden in that course? Like, what is actually happening there?
So, Hunter Biden, the president's son.
I thought we were still on Obama for a second.
So the Joe Biden, our president, his son Hunter Biden, will guest teach a class on quote fake news at Tulane University in New Orleans this fall. For students interested in, quote, media polarization. And there's no end quote, by the way.
Good writing.
It will be a 10-week course. God, I can't even think, like, 3 weeks at a time. I can't even imagine listening to Hunter Biden. Wait, is this going to be, like, on Zoom? Because if it's on Zoom, then like he definitely recorded it a year ago. Oh my God! Hunter Biden is 51 years old.
Mm. Wow!
And he has a law degree from Yale.
Of course he does. Of course. He
if,
does.
It, if it's Did on Zoom, he's gonna be Holy on, like shit. An island in the Caribbean, fucking 15-year-old hookers.
That is wild, dude. Dude, Hunter Biden's whole existence is trying to actualize that fake Trump thing about him, like, peeing on hookers in Russia.
Right. Or the old George Bush stories from Yale.
Right.
Oh, God.
That's wild.
That's crazy. Imagine sitting in a 10-week course for media polarization. Like, what kind of a deranged psychopath do you have to be? Like, that's some really...
A liberal.
Oh, good point.
You know, I do want to say that Tulane is one of the most Jewish universities in America.
I have no comment on that because I've not seen comment
on that.
Right. I have driven down from the Bronx or wherever me Bird is from.
We're not doing
to,
that.
To or wherever yeah, so I whoever I am I have driven down to Tulane University and had a good time with some Jewish chicks. I'll just say that much.
Have you had sex with more Jewish chicks than I have?
What's your number?
One.
One? Yeah, I have. I have two.
It took me...
Tulane's 20, wild, man.
Took me almost 22 years to fuck a Jewish chick. There's a single one under my belt, and I will not be going back.
Man, I'm more Jewish than you are, dude.
Congratulations, I'm no longer a Jew with the show. Finally.
Does this mean we can Hunter fire Biden, him now?
Oh, no. You can't fire... Dude, if you fire me...
No. Jay. I'll remain... He's no longer... No. Jay, I mean. Because you... Oh, right? You see what I mean?
Yeah. Very good point. Huh, I'm rubbing my hands together.
Yeah, ten fingers.
I'm a happy merchant, as some would say.
The thing is, I'm not Jewish, but I am black.
Oh.
What's the difference?
I can eat pork.
You can eat pork. You eat a lot of pork.
Mm-hmm. A lot of pork,
you
man.
Eat a lot of pork. You kill your father over a pork chop.
A lot of barbecues, man. Listen, let me go right ahead and say this. I mean, we've all seen the video. It's this really, really smart girl saying that eating meat is racist, and I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. Listen, as a black man, let me grill you fucking honkies. I am sick of this white oppression keeping meat out of my markets. You leave me with like the McDonald's scraps. I want some prime rib for once in my life as a black man. So listen up, you fucking marshmallows. Let me eat meat. Go vegan. That's all I gotta say.
This is what the powers that be don't want. The races united, grilling out. That's the biggest fear. The grill pill.
So on this Hunter Biden article.
We're still on
yes.
that? Okay.
There's a quote that says Hunter Biden has no background in media. Conservative filmmaker Phelim, I don't want to say Phlegm, but I don't know how to pronounce this name. I'm gonna say Phelim McAleer. This is a weird name. I don't know how to do this. It's like a mixture between like an Irish Scottish name.
Can you screenshot it? I want to see this name.
I'm gonna.
Oh wait, no. The article's in Discord.
I'll just send the name in the chat under my cross-dressing pic.
Under my cross-dressing.
How do you pronounce that?
Phelim McAleer?
That's Phelim. I don't want to say Phelim.
I'm going with Phelim McAleer.
Phelim McAleer?
McAleer.
McAleer?
I've read enough Scotch bottles to know nothing looks the way you think it would be pronounced.
Just say something, Con, and then we'll go with it.
Right.
So, Nephilim.
So, Phelim McAleer said he has never worked for a newspaper or media outlet. Hunter Biden lecturing a class on fake news is like Harvey Weinstein teaching a course to prevent sexual harassment. It shouldn't be happening, period.
I think
this is going on in New Orleans.
I think it's pronounced Phelim. This is an Irish name, wholehearted.
No. It's
I looked
Phlegm.
It up.
I'm saying that it's Phlegm.
Sure, it's Phlegm.
As the most Anglo person here, as far as I know, it's Phlegm. That's my.
You know what? That checks out.
Final decision.
That checks out. Colonizer.
That's right. Hell yeah, dude.
I feel like Hunter Biden not having any credentials in media probably makes him more qualified than most people on this earth.
Right.
It's like that's the conservative own. You're not a part of this cabal.
But what's the difference between either being a part of the fraudulent media or being like the subject of people lying on your behalf? I think that's even worse.
Oh, right.
Because then you're one of the people in power.
Right.
You're one of the people that like the media are lying about. You know, you just do whatever you want. You're like fucking crack whores and whatever. And the media is like, oh no, he's a good guy. We love him. Oh no. And I think it's even worse.
I mean, listen, I think Hunter's a really good guy. I'd get hooked on crack in solidarity. What you drinking tonight, Cotton?
Miller Lite.
Oh,
it's white
with a champagne summer. Of beers.
It's the no, not even. It's Miller Lite. No, what's the the other one is champagne.
Oh yeah, Miller High Life is a champagne. You're just drinking.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
I'm drinking piss, dude.
I think Bush Light is
crack
the official
or piss.
It would not be the first
time. I think Bush
time.
Light is the official beer of the White Boy Summer.
No, you know, like that's a very fair opinion. You know, just like some people like Coca-Cola, some people like some quote unquote people like Pepsi. Some people like Bush. Some people like Natural Light.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, I think Natty is definitely the choice for White Boy Summer.
Right. Yeah, I much prefer Natty Light.
I've heard of PBR, but I what do I know? I'm just white trash.
Well, but no, that's not a light beer. We've had this conversation like eight times.
I don't like light beer. What can I say?
Jay is wrong.
#Jay is wrong. Natty Light is a light beer. Miller Light is a light beer. Busch Light is a light beer. PBR is not a light beer.
Yeah, no shit. But it's also like $1 a can.
It's good. No, I like it. It tastes kind of like a Bock.
Just don't be poor.
It tastes like bread.
Just don't be poor. Well, yeah, a Bock. I mean, that's like super
wheat. No, Bocks are sweet.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess they are, but I still would say that they taste like a bread. I know, like, that's still I don't know.
No, PBR tastes like if you just took a slice of Wonder Bread and soaked it in water.
No, PBR is good.
I'd use that term relatively.
No, I like PBR. Have you ever had Shiner Bock?
No, because last time I had a Bock, I just did not like it. I did not like Bocks.
Yeah, that was when I was with you, right?
No, I had them another time, a couple months after that. Or was that a couple months before that? No, a couple months before that.
So tell the story about when we met. I've never heard it from your perspective.
From my perspective, I went up to Auburn with a lot of booze because I was expecting everybody to drink more than they did. That often bites me in the ass. So when Cotton shows up, you brought Modelo, right? Yeah, you brought Modelo.
Yeah, but that was mainly for me to drink.
Yeah, you brought some Modelos.
I brought some Louisiana beers as well.
Yeah, you brought some Louisiana beers.
Not the best. Not the best, though.
Not even close. Drank a shit ton of Wild Turkey 101, as well as some Modelos, as well as some other beer that I had in the place I was renting, as well as the, what was it, like a 10% ABV Imperial Stout?
Yeah, that I brought.
Yeah.
I forget which I brought, but
I think it was Clown Shoes. Yeah, it was Clown Shoes. It tasted like cough syrup. It was disgusting.
No, it was good. I love
Imperial Stouts. Clown Shoes was disgusting.
Jay, I respect your opinion as a fellow alcoholic, but you on the anti-Clown Shoes position, you are in the minority, and that's fine. You can be a hipster. That's okay, but Clown Shoes rocks.
It really tasted like cough syrup.
Yeah, it's good.
You taste like
good
cough syrup.
Like good cough syrup. Like really good, like the DXN
like lean
shit. Like you're reading, okay, I'm Bird. You're reading Deleuze and you're like in your Catboy outfit and you're taking DXM and you're fucking tripping. And yeah, like that's good shit.
Okay, anyway, so I drank a shit ton, as well as smoked a cigar, as well as dragged a couple cigarettes, as well as my vape. And by the end of the night, I don't know how much nicotine there was in me. I don't know how much booze there was in me. But when I drank those clown shoes, there was a lot. Because I was like vaping and smoking the cigarettes at the same time.
Yeah. So you were taking a break from the vape to smoke a cigarette. taking a break from the cigarette to smoke a cigar. And then just it was a cyclical thing.
And you there was just up. A lot in me.
Jay, have you ever introspected and wondered, wow, how am I still alive right now?
Very often.
Oh, God.
Very fucking often. And yeah, I woke up with vomit all over my room and to my dog trying to murder Cotton, to which I just yelled no and went back to sleep.
See, you know, I regret this, and I've been meaning to tell you to apologize to your parents for this, but they offered me some espresso and I did not accept it. I should have, because I love espresso, but I don't know. I'm super accustomed to my just whole-blooded American, you know, ranch style coffee maker, and I brought it to Auburn just so I could have my coffee, and I was just making some coffee, and I was talking to your dad in the kitchen, and then your mom opened the room and your dog ran out of their room acting like I don't like Freddy Krueger was in the house or some shit, just I mean going nuts. And your dad, like, looked at me really quick, and I ran to the room I was staying in. And your dog, and I closed that door real quick, and then I heard your parents yelling. And then I heard you from upstairs go, shut up!
No, I was like,
you know, like, Dakota, calm down!
Yeah, something like that. And I literally went right the fuck back to sleep because this was 8 in the morning. And after puking my guts out, after drinking God knows how much wild turkey, how much beer, smoking how many, four or five cigarettes, and then the vape and a cigar. Although, to be fair, they were the mild American. They were the mild spirits. They were the mild spirits.
That's insane. Like, that's actually insane.
Yeah, they were the mild. Yeah, Jay, they were the mild spirits, but then you also had cigars and a vape, so it doesn't really matter.
Like, Jay, if you go to Schilderberg, there's a chance you're not coming back. Like, you're just going to, I don't know.
Well, no. See, that's the good, let's take a moment and plug Schilderberg real quick. Because that's the good thing about, I'll recount my first night of Schilderberg last year. I overdid it. See, that's the problem. Like, Cody, a.k.a. Agora Brewing, check him out on Twitter.
He's not on Twitter anymore.
His blog.
Well, then, wherever he is, I don't know. Check him out. He has a website. What's his website?
It's Agora Brewing.
But, Agora Brewing.
Home.blog.
.com? AgoraBrewing.home.blog. All right. He makes mead, and it's really fucking good. So in 2020 Schilderberg Dose, I show up and I'm chilling and I'm drinking beer. This is like the night before the first day. And, so he shows up and he's like, hey, let's have a mead tasting. All right. So I've already been drinking beer and I underestimated how much mead I was going to drink. And then he's like, hey, you want to smoke a cigar? And I'm like, yeah, sure. I had some in my car. So we smoked a cigar. So I had all that alcohol in my system and then a cigar. And I hadn't smoked in a good long while. So for easily half the cigar, I fully inhaled because I was already drunk. And so after that, like, you know, more people were showing up. I don't know who fucking showed up. I was wasted. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta go to bed. And thank God I already set up my tent. Oh, and so, like, I slept for an hour and I woke. I'm glad I didn't throw up because I would have thrown up all over the inside of the tent. I get up and, like, everyone's hanging out already. Jacob from Peaceful Treason's hanging out, so that was fun.
I remember you posted a picture on Twitter last year about the you had your tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
Are you bringing those this year? Bringing those this year?
Oh yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Last year, what I did was I just very crudely wrapped tinfoil around a cowboy hat. Mm-hmm. I will say that this year at Schilderberg 3, I'm going to be going all out on the tinfoil cowboy hat. I'm going to make a permanent hat.
Oh, incredible.
So I'm going to, like, you know, spray lacquer on that shit. Really, you know, make a permanent thing. So if you come to Schilderberg, please don't come with lice. because I'm sure plenty of people are going to be taking pictures with it.
Are you just making, how many are you making or planning to make? Or are you just making one?
Oh, okay. No, I already have the hat. Oh, okay. I just haven't started yet.
I see.
Oh, yeah. See, the problem with last year is I have a big head.
Yeah.
And the hat I brought last year was too small, so it just kind of rested on top of my head and not, like, on my head.
Right.
So, like, I got a new hat that kind of, I don't know, it's not too big that most people won't be able to wear it, but, like, it's big enough to where I can just barely wear it, so I think it's a good size. And I'm gonna spend like 2 weeks on it, just making a good a good tinfoil cowboy.
All right, that'll be great.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's gonna be really good. I'm excited. Me, Bird is going to Schilderberg. What about you, Carr?
Yes, I will be. I will most likely be there. 99% sure.
Okay. All right. So what about you, Aaron?
I will be ODing on heroin at the time.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Everyone gets a happy ending.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about
Schilderberg is gay anyway?
Did you guys hear about Biden apparently banning these cigarettes?
Yeah.
again, Biden trying to keep the hood down.
It's just crazy to me, though, right? Like, that's just, like, it's something that was so out of left field, right? Besides, did you guys hear anyone talking about this before it actually, like, happened?
No.
Like, I didn't...
Well, like, that was a Trump thing, right?
Was it? I don't know.
I think it was.
Maybe it was.
Like, Trump was going to ban...
Oh, I kind of remember something about that, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, that was with the vape cartridges, though.
That's right. It was with the vapes. That's right. That's what it was. Yeah. So last year, it was, like, with the vapes, I think.
Yeah, no. Trump was never going to touch the cigarettes. It was just about, like, flavored vape cartridges. So, like, Juul couldn't sell mango Juul pods anymore, but he could still buy the juice.
No. So, in 2018... Oh, man. I had it up, and then I made the mistake of clicking the link.
You never do that, Colin.
In 2018, right. In 2018, Trump appointee Scott Gottlieb released plans to ban menthols after introducing a framework a year earlier that would have capped nicotine levels across tobacco products. So it was a Trump thing at the start.
Oh, okay. For some reason, that just completely slipped my mind. I didn't even, like... I don't watch the news. I try to avoid news at all costs, so that's probably why. But...
Right.
It's just so crazy, right? It's just, oh, yeah, let's introduce this thing, and let's give cops more legal justification to murder people. It's like, oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Of course this...
Yeah, definitely.
It's so funny that this is actually the reasoning. Public health organizations like the American Medical Association favor the move to ban menthols because data showing these cigarettes disproportionately impact the health of racial minorities and young people. They're really trying to keep a brother down.
Yeah, you know what's really going to impact racial minorities is when cops go and murder them, choke them on the street like Eric Garner. Right? That's what's really going to hurt them. It's just like, this type of stuff just enrages me. It's the American Medical Association is a terrorist organization. Like, they are...
Yes, dude, and the APA.
Yeah. Yep.
But, like, you know, that's something that, you know, Cotton could talk about, but I'm Bird, so we're not going to talk about
that. We're not doing that anymore, man.
Right. No. Well, I am, because I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay, well, Bird, then I want you to go
into... against the APA.
I want you to go into chat and read this name. This is one of the representatives that are supporting them.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'm reading it in my head. I'm reading it in Spanish, so I'm kind of having a hard time. Raja Raja Krish Namorthy.
We can go with that.
Congratulations. I guess he wins something. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it.
Is that kind of close?
Sure, why not?
See, I'm good at Spanish and French. I don't know, like, those Eastern or Western Asian, you know, names. I don't...
No, I'm pretty sure you were right the first time. That's Eastern Asian.
No, I think it's Western Asian, because I'm pretty good at Eastern Asian. I'm good at the Japanese,
Chinese accents
and stuff. I'm
pretty sure that's some form of Hindu or something.
Yeah, that's Western Asian.
That's not Western.
Yeah, it is, dude. What are you talking about? Have you ever looked at a compass? What are you talking about?
Ace, is India on the east of the continent or the west of the continent?
I'm going to say you're wrong no matter what, Jay, so I'm going to say Khan is right.
It's literally... Are you kidding me? It's literally on the west side of the continent. It's to the west of China. What are you talking about?
It's to the south of China.
Oh, my God.
Are you... map of Asia. Because under it...
Jay, you're just wrong.
Century. Yeah, you know what? I will take this. I always thought it was more to the south.
Dude, if anything, it's west. That's
2.95.
Undeniable. No, it's easily... No, oh, my
Jay's
God.
Jay's at 2.95 at this point.
I hate Central you so Asia. Much. It's 2.95. Yeah, right.
Central Asia.
No, dude. Dude, it is completely west of China. What are you talking about?
Okay, but China's a giant land map.
What does that have to do with anything?
But no, dude, they're okay, so there are four Asian continents, countries. China, Japan, India, and Hong Kong.
In this episode of TLE does geography.
Right. All
so
right,
you have the Middle East, which is the farthest west. Then you have, like, all the stands, which is, like, west.
No, that's a Russian. That's not... That's Russian Middle Eastern. That's not even Asian.
Those are all on the Asian continent.
Well, yeah, but that's, like, Jewish geography, history revisionism bullshit. That's
still
no.
The Asian continent.
Dude, you cannot say that Pakistan is an Asian continent. Or a... Fuck.
I cannot say it's an Asian continent. That's true.
I'm fucking up right now. You cannot say that Pakistan is an Asian country. That is bullshit.
I mean, you could say it.
I mean, you could say it. You'd be wrong.
It's true, though.
No, it's not. That is bullshit, dude. That is the same reason that Europe is not a continent. That is garbage.
Wait. I'm curious. Why is Europe not a continent?
Because, dude, it's... Okay, so every other continent is distinct in, like, its lack of borders with other continents.
Okay.
Like, almost exclusively. Like, the closest incongruity with that is between Northern America and Southern America, or South America, where there's just, like, this super thin stretch of land that, I mean, separates the two. But, like, it's clear that they're two separate continents. Europe, a.k.a. the Italians, said no. The Italians said that Europe's so great and what fucking ever, and we're going to have our own continent. Mm.
So and what you're bullshit. Saying is that Europe is Western Asia, so India is to the east of that. So India's
no,
in the east.
No, not necessarily.
So no, then what is this continent? No, see, if Europe is bullshit and Asia is real, then what is Europe?
No, see, here's my theory. All right, I've been thinking about this for a while.
Okay.
Europe and Asia are the same thing. Europe and Asia are one continent.
Okay.
India is a separate continent because they rock. Imagine how cool...
I'm on board with this.
It would be... Imagine how cool it would be to be able to shit in the street.
Well, you can just go to San Francisco.
So is San Francisco its own continent?
No, but it should be. We're gonna. No, when Trump wins in 2024, we're gonna blow that shit up.
So
make America great again.
Why does San Francisco get a pass, or India gets a pass, and San Francisco doesn't?
Because India rocks.
No, because Indian, right. They rock. Like they see the differences in San Francisco. Like you're so unhealthy due to the smog and whatever that you shit a lot. In India, like they have so much technology and their food is so good that you shit a lot.
Right.
So like at least you get something out of shitting a lot.
Right. And have you ever seen like
San Francisco? Cotton, I've only got one question for you. Have you ever fucked an Indian girl?
No, I have not. Very sadly.
I have. I'm so my opinion is more relevant than yours here.
No. Yes. I talk to
I've
Derek
colonized.
Quite
I've...
often. No.
You talk to Derek quite often?
I talk to Derek quite often, and he has dealt with quite a bit of Asian people that actively live and work on the Asian, or I'm sorry, on the Indian continent.
Subcontinent.
As we are now calling it, on the Indian continent. So, I don't know. Just because you fucked one Indian girl doesn't mean that trumps my wealth of experience that I have gained from Derek.
And also, have you seen, like, the Indian music festivals? You don't see any of that in San Francisco, so to compare them is just, like...
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
No, we're off San Francisco already.
Are you kidding me?
I really don't care if that place gets nuked. That's irrelevant to me.
But wait, what's your opinion on Bollywood?
I really love Bollywood Terminator.
Dude, Bollywood is so awesome.
Have you ever seen the Terminator from Bollywood? He's not actually Terminator.
No, I haven't, but now I do.
Dude, I gotta find a link to and send that to you. He is fucking badass.
Maybe we can figure out a way to do like a Mystery Science Theater thing for it. That'd be cool. I've wanted to do that for a long time.
Here we go.
Do y'all
Indian
like Mystery
Terminator.
Science Theater?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be down for that. There we go. You can now check that out at your own leisure. It is the Indian Terminator, and he is
Indian Terminator.
Crazy. There's also the Indian Chuck Norris.
Dude, that shit's so wild. Like, they're doing backflips on motorcycles and, like, shooting hairpins out of chicks' hair to, like, let their hair down. And It's fucking
I like
wild.
How that's just a, like Indian Bollywood is just rocks. Like a positive like adjective now. You just put it before anything and it makes some the word better. It's just like, oh, it's an Indian, you know.
No, dude.
Right? It's
like Right. India rocks because it's the only adjective that like simultaneously is awesome but also sucks.
Wait.
Like it's great. It's one of the only adjectives that can be used that way. Also gay.
Oh.
Like, you know, there's some things that are gay.
What's the positive
like,
end
awesome.
Gay? Name one.
Frying.
Okay. Yeah, I will give you that. Okay, yeah.
Frying rocks.
That's one.
But then there's also, like, okay, so there's frying gay, and then there's Archie Flowers gay.
Yeah.
But, you see there's only one. There's one thing in his entire world that is under frying gay, and that's frying.
Well, yeah, but it's... You
know, no,
I mean... Okay, that doesn't take away anything Khan said.
Yeah.
It's a very limited definition.
Your limited definition. Shut up, Jay.
Yeah, that's true, dude. Fuck that, you.
I am.
You're
I am
limited
a limited
fucking
definition
you
there's
asshole.
There's only one Jay in this world.
Thank God.
I've co-opted that name. It's now synonymous with genocide.
What did Derek say? What did Derek say during the intro? He was... He's so Jewish. His name starts with J. In fact, it is J.
I'm just losing my shit at that.
That was great. That was great. God bless Derek, the Indian respecter.
Yeah, Derek's awesome.
Big fan of Derek. See, that's fucking crazy how... Okay, so this is wild. Pakistan, I'm looking at the map right now. Mm-hmm. Pakistan shares a border with Iran, Afghanistan, India, and China. Yep. Like that's crazy, because like you think of Pakistan and you think of somewhere close to Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
or Lebanon.
Yeah,
or Syria or something, but it borders with China. Dude, geography is fake. Borders are fake.
I mean, they're all just lines on the map just arbitrarily drawn.
Kazakhstan, from where Borat is from, borders China.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean, yeah, a lot of these Middle Eastern countries do.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
Does Kazakhstan
see, like,
touch...
That just points out how much bullshit Jay is spouting, saying that India is Eastern Asia.
Central Asia.
See, India rocks because they fought with the Allies during World War II.
Kazakhstan is trying to touch tips with Mongolia.
Kazakhstan, yeah, they're kind of reaching out like Adam and God.
Yeah, they're
in the Sistine Chapel. They're kind of
Russia
meeting.
And China are like, no.
They're just almost touching. Not quite, but they're almost touching. Just a tiny like hair distance between them, the countries.
Yeah, geography
is like
fake.
Kazakhstan. Yeah, right. Geography.
I mean, most
is
of
fake.
That was just created by the English and the French. Notoriously.
Yeah,
all
I hate them. Yeah, very true.
Imagine letting your lines
very
be drawn
true.
By some, like, you know, some 20th century little twerp.
Right.
Oh, this country will look funny shaped like this.
Right.
Was it 20th century or 19th century?
Hmm?
20th century.
20th. World War One.
Well, 19th also. Like,
well,
pre-World War
I mean, there's,
right,
that's
right,
debated.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm Bird.
Yeah, like
I'm
late,
bird,
late
1800s, history,
early
so
1900s.
Yes, you're correct.
It's right, like they split up the Middle East arbitrarily in like the 1890s.
Wait,
no, I thought that was so, wait. Was it? I thought that was later. I thought that was after World War after they in World War One, right after World War One.
Well, they kept splitting the borders, but like they started in the 1890s.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah. No, you're right. Like the French, I think, were there.
Yeah,
before,
no, because they
the
screwed
English,
them.
Like,
it's the Sykes-Picot Agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. After World War One, the British got a shit ton of land.
Yeah,
because
they promised them
yeah,
land,
right.
Like their own state and land and stuff, and it would be like, oh, sorry, screw you, buddy.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they were like, tally ho, let's draw silly lines on the map. Yes. That's right, old fun. Fuck, I hate the
Oi,
English.
Mate.
Subhuman scum.
Oi, mate.
They're worse than Jews.
I'm a fucking Indian. Mate.
Freddie Mercury?
So, what are y'all's opinions on Turkey?
Oh, cockroaches.
It's a right. place?
It's a place. No, Ace?
I mean, look.
I need a firm opinion on Turkey. Not just that it's a place. I need a moral, a morally informed opinion on whether turkey is good or bad.
Okay, I think Hoppe lives there, so I'll let people decide for themselves.
Hmm.
I think. If I'm wrong, I don't know. I think he lives in Turkey.
All right. So Jay is now at 2.5 strikes.
Wait, he's down?
He's backed down a bit. And Ace, I'm going to say that is one strike.
Okay.
That's one strike. See, Jay immediately said the Turks were cockroaches.
Oh, okay.
So that's the correct answer. And then you kind of pussyfooted around saying what turkey truly is, which is cockroaches. And yeah, I don't appreciate
that. I am not
that.
A big turkey fan.
I don't appreciate that. Well, you say that now.
Do you guys know Freddy
now
Mercury
that you know what my opinion is,
I
you
mean,
say that now.
Okay.
But as someone with an ancestor that died in the Armenian Holocaust.
Yeah.
That's right. The Armenian Holocaust.
Yeah, it was a Holocaust.
I take offense to your hesitation in denouncing Turkey, Ace.
I think Turkey is fake.
Hmm. Well, that's just untrue because they committed a Holocaust. So you're just digging your hole.
No, I didn't say what they did was fake. I said they are fake. And probably gay.
I think.
Well, but if they're fake, how can what they did?
We just decided geography was fake, like less than 2 minutes ago.
Well, yeah, but the Turks are real.
Okay.
The Turks are real because they committed a Holocaust.
Real, but Turkey as a country isn't.
Well, yeah, but that's what make them.
Now you're going back on it. No,
the
God,
Turkey
God,
is the only real country.
I think Erdogan is a cockroach who can lick my ass.
Yeah. I
oh
agree.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Freddie Mercury was an African American?
Wait, what?
Freddie Mercury was an African-American.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah, dude. He was kind of brown.
Yeah.
He was Lebanese. I'm just going to say that.
You're just going to say
that. Pretty close, actually. Not that far off. Oh, wow. Actually, he did have Indian parents, and he was born in, like, modern-day Kenya.
Right. Oh, dude, that's my people.
So he was Parsi Indian parents, born in wild.
Yeah.
So, yeah, African-American.
Camus was Algerian.
That's right.
Also African-American.
Algeria?
Yep, also African America.
Yeah, dude, I did the 23andMe thing, and it said that I'm Nigerian.
Oh, based.
How black are you?
Well, I'm just Nigerian. I'm not from, how do you pronounce the country? I'm going to say Niger.
That is correct.
you almost.
I'm just Nigeria black. I'm not Niger black. I'm gonna say.
I don't know what that means.
All right. Well, it means he's not a beep.
I'm not a boop.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, we're doing your job for you, Bird. Yeah, how you like that, Bird?
Dude, it's so weird. There's some countries that like it makes no sense where they are. Like, where's one? Nepal.
Yeah, that
seems like it'd be in South America, but it's in South China. That's weird. And Mali sounds like it's in the Pacific Ocean, but it's in the middle of Western Africa. Like, that's weird. Is it just me, or is that's weird?
No, it is. There was some country I always thought was, like, in South America, then one day I learned it was in Africa. I don't know what, because I don't care about this country.
Right. Well, Mali, like, sounds super... Or Morocco? That sounds like it might be in, like, Southern America or South America.
Morocco,
there's a bunch
maybe.
Of countries in Africa that sound like they might be in a... And then, like, Angola, the African country of Angola just stole that from, God bless them, Louisiana's prison.
All right, let's just go through a map of Africa and rate their names based off a realist to fakest. Morocco.
Okay.
Real.
Real.
Algeria.
Yeah, real.
Tunisia.
Fake.
Fake.
Libya.
Real.
Real, yeah.
Egypt.
Fake.
What are you talking about? We was Kangs. We was Kangs.
No, fuck that shit, dude. We was Kangs. No, it's fake. No,
you
all
think,
that, all
Jay,
that
you think pyramids
fake.
Are real?
Hoteps. They're fake,
you think
dude.
Pyramids are real? Give me a break.
No. You know, have you guys ever noticed Chad actually looks like the Chad meme?
Yes, I've seen that pointed out.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. Okay, Sudan.
That's where it comes from. Fake.
I'm gonna say real for Sudan. I'm gonna say real.
How about South Sudan?
Our first
I'm a Sudan respecter.
You're a Sudan? No, it's fake. Right, name so. One person from the Sudan.
Obama.
No, he's from Kenya. All right.
What's the difference?
Sugandis?
No, dude. Listen. The only correct answer from someone from the Sudan is Lawrence of Arabia. Okay. And that's not even true. So Sudan is fake.
Okay.
All right.
Next. South Sudan.
South fake. Obviously fake.
I'm going to say that's fake. I'm not a South Sudan respecter.
Right.
Eritrea.
Say it again.
Fake. Oh, shit, dude.
Wait,
fake.
I need to hear it again.
Fake as hell.
Eritrea.
That's fake.
Eritrea.
Some you know, young adult novelist made that up in a book.
That, yeah. Right. Ethiopia.
Real.
Oh, real.
Okay, okay. I hear they have good food when
those
they have
Ethiopian
it.
Bitches, dude. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I'm not gonna explicate that, but damn.
Fair enough. All right. Every anarchist favorite, Somalia.
Real.
Kenya.
Real.
Okay, Cotton, here's what the fuck you were talking about. Uganda. Why is Uganda in, like, the center of Africa? I thought it was, like, all the way over on the west coast of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I can't even find it.
It's next to... It's between Congo and Kenya.
Oh, shit. Yeah, fuck. I still can't... Wait, what are we talking about?
Uganda.
What are we talking about? Oh, Uganda. Okay, I see it. Yeah, that's a weird country. That's a very weird country.
I'm putting that
it's
one on
the fake. It's kind of shaped like a dick and balls.
Yeah, like a really saggy one. Yeah, fake.
Yeah, I'm going to say fake.
I'm going to say real.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
I think Uganda is just like a neutral ground between Kenya and the Congo. The Congo's based. They kill white people. I like them.
The Central African Republic.
No, that's fake. Someone made that up.
Yeah. Their capital is called Bangui. You're kidding me, right? Cameroon.
I don't know. I kind of like that name.
Cameroon's cool. I think that's real. Cameroon's real. That. I like that name.
Nigeria.
Oh, real as shit. Fake. That's my people. What are you talking about, fake. Ace? Those are my
Your people.
People
are fake.
That's where I'm from. That's where I'm from. If you're saying Nigeria's fake, then you're saying I'm fake. You're saying I don't exist.
I said what I said.
I'm a Nigerian, dude. I'm a Nigerian. That's why I can say boo.
That one's not like real sense.
Shit, dude.
Niger.
Fake.
Fake.
Mauritania.
Say it again?
Fake. Oh, shit.
Mauritania, Tania, I don't know.
Oh,
Mauritania.
Yeah, that's fake.
Senegal.
Yeah.
Real. Fake. Real.
Guinea. Wait, why do you think it's real?
Because look, I can't go into it, but there's just like a lot of history there that I can't speak of, but it's real.
He's not allowed in Senegal anymore.
That's where.
Yeah,
that's where his offshore
something
bank account
something are. Happened there, but it's definitely real. Trust me.
Liberia.
That's where his accountant is.
Liberia? No, that's fake.
No, that's no, real, dude. How can you say that Senegal is fake or no is real, and then say that the whatever the fuck Jay just said is fake? That's
I weird. Think Liberia is real because if you guys ever seen their state maps, it looks like they're made in MS Paint. It's hilarious.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's real as shit. I'm
Burkina
with Jay
Faso.
On this rare occasion.
Yeah, right, I think Burkina Faso is fake.
Okay,
Botswana.
What's the next one?
Botswana.
Real.
Yeah, real.
Tanzania.
Real.
Oh, definitely, real
yeah, that's
shit.
Definitely real.
Oh, yeah.
Zimbabwe.
Hella real.
Zimbabwe?
Wait, what?
Zimbabwe? That's real.
Oh, real.
That's real.
Real.
Clearly. Fake. Yeah, I only recognize Rhodesia. Yeah, I think that's about all of them. South Africa, who cares?
What? No, what about Namibia?
Oh, that's yeah, real, Namibia. Huh? Yeah, it's pretty real, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deciding one. Madagascar.
Oh, God. God.
Real. Real. Where else do singing animals go, man?
Okay, here's the thing. I think it's fake. I wish it was real. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah
are you
going
to tell
yeah.
me a children's movie lied to me?
On that. Yeah. Well, see, it's a movie, so, like, yeah. But it still rocks.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't think Hollywood would ever lie to me.
Okay, yeah. That's because your uncle made the movie.
Listen, Shlomo is a very good guy. Okay, can you stop riding his ass?
What was the name of, like, the head lemur in that movie?
Oh, God. King
Julian.
Remember.
He was, I like to move it.
Yeah, King Julian.
He's that dude. Julian. Yeah, Julian rocked. Big fan of Julian. I think he was just like retarded and really horny.
Yes, just like us.
So like I really identify with Julian.
I really identify with the horny retarded lemur.
Yeah, dude, that rocked.
What penguins are we?
I don't even remember the names. Dude, I can't remember. Robin Williams.
Oh, bro.
Robin Williams. The names are Skipper, Private, Kowalski, and Rico.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, from that. Oh, right. Do y'all remember Happy Feet? That's what I was.
I was not thinking Happy Feet.
Robin Williams.
I feel like
we were on Madagascar, like so that's what I was thinking. Voices. I was thinking of Pat. Yeah. I was thinking Penguins of Madagascar. I guess Kowalski.
See, I think I was the main dude. What was his name?
Skipper.
I think I might have been Skipper, but I don't really remember. Or maybe like his like the smart dude.
No, I think you're Private.
No. False.
Yeah, you're Private.
Incorrect. No, I was not dumb. I am not dumb.
I don't know, man.
I'm not. Is he the one that was like cross-eyed and all his like?
No, that's Rico.
Like saluting.
Yeah, that's me.
Rico. So what was the
Private is the little dork. So
he was what?
The little dork.
No, that's not me. That's you.
No.
Clearly.
I'm Kowalski.
That is clearly you.
No, I'm Kowalski.
No, I was the head guy. I'm not dumb. I'm not like dumb and gay enough to remember the names. I was the head dude.
I'm not dumb and gay. Dude. I'm just retarded and horny.
You're like the retarded private gay whatever dumb guy, and then Ace is like the kind of cool nerdy right-hand man guy, whatever his name was, and Derek is like the ultra retarded one that like whose eyes was crossed and like his tongue was out all the time and shit. That's the definitive list.
Why is Derek the fourth in this?
Because he is your lover. You were dumb enough not to be on the episode with him. So
I didn't know you guys were gonna record on a fucking Friday.
You did.
No,
you
I did not. Know. No, I did not.
I looked it up on our Twitter DM, and Ace and I said, "All right, Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time." And you're like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna be busy." Blah blah blah. Okay, fine. So then at 10 p.m. EST, you're like, "Oh hey, have y'all recorded?" Oh blah blah blah. And it's like, "Yeah, no shit, we recorded." So I don't act like you don't know what the fuck was going on, because you did.
No, I legitimately didn't. I did not know we were just recording on Friday.
Okay, 2.9. All right, 2.97.
So here's the thing. Derek is now the dorky private guy, and Jay is the retarded dude with his eyes crossed and his tongue out. The penguin. Yeah. So
right,
Jay's just ultra retarded. That's the point I'm trying to make.
What podcast are you guys talking about?
Rollo and Slappy Show.
I was thinking Taste of Anarchy, but okay.
Jay, you're wrong.
All right.
Yep.
#Jay is wrong. #Jay is gay. #Jay is Jewish. #Jay is... Give me something
fired.
Else. Fired. #Jay is fired. This has been TLE.
Keep both hands on the wheel.
So, that's right. Thank you, car. And, squat!